The Lord's blessing be with you, YouTube family. Tonight I have a confession to make about my anger and pride. And the Lord was very sweet but firm with me as he was dealing with this. Well, something came up a week ago, and at face value, I didn't want to deal with it. And I thought it was a distraction and would take a substantial part of my day and exhaust me and leave nothing for the message. People don't understand how tight our schedule is, and this was out of the blue. But just as an aside, I'm working very hard, guys, to get the message out in the morning because I know you like to get up and listen to it. That seems to continue to elude me, getting it out in the morning, so my apologies. I haven't given up on it yet. Anyway, Ezekiel is a very dear soul. He wants to make everyone happy, and so he's always ready to help and say yes to people who ask for things. But I carry the greatest burden of the workload because he's oftentimes sick. And sometimes I can get my ire up and feel put upon when someone makes a request out of the ordinary. That's, I feel, is going to be the last straw to the poor camel's back. Every day I'm running to catch up with yesterday. I bet you all know what that feels like. In any case, I didn't feel that he understood what a sacrifice fulfilling this request would be and how it would prevent me from having a message that day. So when I went into prayer, I was angry with him, angry with the poor people, and angry at the Lord because he was confirming that he wanted us to do this. Well, I believe all anger stems from pride, so I was angry at me too for being prideful. Oh, no, Lord, not more pride, anything but that, please. So when I was busy pitching my hissy fit, even during worship, thinking this is an absolute fiasco, I can't worship when I'm furious like this. He came to me, the Lord Jesus, came to me all bloody with a crown of thorns and placed a crown on my head too. As I told him I was sorry, his wounds began to heal. And soon, he was looking normal again. Oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. It's just not something I want to do. He answered me, obviously. But I'm willing to be made willing. Well, that's a start. I was so angry I couldn't listen to him. I felt so frustrated and ashamed to be listening to him in that condition. I needed a distraction. So I set to work on an image from the last video. It didn't meet my standards. Poor Jesus, I'm in Pro Tools having all kinds of fun and still angry. And when I finished, he was still there. You mean you still want to talk with me, Lord? I waited, didn't I, while you pitched your little fit? I should be ashamed, but I'm still struggling with feeling put upon. Don't you know that if you obey me, you'll always have time to do whatever is necessary? The problem is, when you want to do what you want to do and something crosses your path, that's when I need Ezekiel to pray for me. Pray for you, Lord? Oh, well, he always says that when I'm in a dither, he needs to pray for the Lord. I replied to the Lord, you're funny. Well, we have to get a little levity in here somewhere. You're just as dark and stormy as an incoming hurricane, my love. Am I that bad? That bad? You can't see what you're holding down? Oh, Jesus, what do I do when I feel this way? Go to bed? Consider that you're not pleasing to me. Oh, that's really going to help. Now I'm going to hate myself as well. You asked. Okay, I'll try that. Well, I do remember when we first came together tonight, you were all bloody as a crown of thorns, and you put a crown of thorns on my head too, and then you held me, and I said I was sorry, and your wounds began to heal. Did I cause your wounds to open, Lord? What do you think? Well, I would say yes, except you gave me a crown of thorns too, and that just doesn't fit. That bears repeating. That doesn't fit? Exactly. I want you to resemble me by doing my will. When you receive my will with humility and cooperation, you resemble and comfort me. The crown fits. But when you throw it back in my face with ingratitude and rebellion, well, I have to wear that crown and those stripes all over again. I know that you know this. Did you forget it already? It hurts me, Claire. I need you to be very flexible and know without doubt that whatever I give you to do is important to me. Your resentment was more against your husband for telling you it was something I was confirming to him. You didn't have a chance to discern, so you felt put upon. I understand that, but respect is still lacking there. Nonetheless, these are things you need to work out in your heart. I understand how you feel, but maybe out of deference to him, you should have stopped the important work you were doing and discerned. Lord, I felt the pressure building up on me. I felt like I needed more space and time. Yes, I know well what you were thinking. I just ask that you think about how your moods affect other people. And it is an act of charity, obedience, and humility to lay down your very important work, to take time out and discern when others are hanging. I understand what you're saying, Lord. I'm going to need more grace to put it into practice. Self-will, Claire, self-will. It always boils down to self-will, which is only a layer above pride, which is the foundation. What you are doing is more important than stopping to discern. Basically, that's what you're saying. But I am showing you what is more important to me, yielding to my will, being flexible from a heart of charity. That's what I value the most. Do you think you can move in that direction? With your grace, Lord, I know I can. Intellectually, I want to say I'm sorry. Emotionally, the waves are still pounding me. You've got to learn how to walk on water, my love. Or how about dive down into the depths so no one can see me in this state? And when I said that, it came to mind, if I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, your right hand will lay hold of me. Psalm 139. Claire, I adore you, sweetheart, even when you're angry. I will never brush the dust of your sins off and walk away from you. Rather, I will give you the grace to reason things through and repent, because I am forever at your right hand guiding you. Never shall I forsake you, even when your presumption and temerity suggest that I do. You know it well. I am all about love, and I will never forsake you in your weaknesses. Thank you, Lord. I need to sleep on this. Will you speak to me in the morning? I will. I love you. We will finish this conversation in the morning. By the way, thank you for downing the panther this morning. He rose up pretty strong. Thank you for revealing to me what was going on. I had a communion service that morning, and my readings were about the Ten Commandments and repentance. It was a series of readings from the old liturgical missal that I like to use, because they have coordinated readings from the Old Testament, the Psalms, the Gospels, and the letters. Very nice to have all those readings together. Even in the framework of the communion service, I knew what the Lord was saying. I was beginning to get the itch again to bolt out the door before prayer and take care of what I considered to be urgent necessities. But I could feel the demon behind that push, and the Lord gave me the grace to stay bound and determined to pray. But my intellect and self-will were reasoning with the check in my conscience. Back and forth, back and forth. No, you need to get this done. You need to go. No, you need to stay and pray and put the Lord first. But you've got to get this done. You better go. So I needed a backup word, So I use the Bible promises to discern what I should be doing, and I open to prayer. The panther loses this time. Thank you, Lord. Family, can you see how important that reading was to me? The Lord confirmed what I felt in my conscience, so I couldn't rationalize my way out of it. Oh, the things of the world are so unimportant to God. Jesus continued, "Thank you for listening to me very carefully. That pleases me so much." And that was the end of the message.